Here to run us through the weekly wrap, Nick Parmeter is in from the newsroom. Morning, Nick.
Very good morning to you, Tess.
Take us back to Monday.
Yeah, I can hardly remember what happened on Monday myself. Parliament, of course, resuming at the beginning of the week. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese said he wanted the chamber to not be so confrontational and urged his MPs to stop calling people liars. So at the beginning of the week, Mr. Albanese, looking for a bit of a nicer atmosphere, I guess, in Parliament, although Greens leader Richard Di Natale slammed Labor, saying that they have to stop adopting coalition policies. And it's been a trend post, of course, May election that Richard Di Natale and the Greens have been sort of now angling that we're the true opposition and Labor is liberal light and that kind of argument and rhetoric. And it sort of has continued throughout this week and sort of ramped up a bit as well.
I remember hearing this on Monday because I still don't have an answer. I had this question on Monday. Does he mean that when we're going to stop calling everybody liars, are we going to just stop using the word liar and describe it in other ways? Or are we just going to stop calling out lies?
Yeah, well, exactly. I think there lies the fault in the sentiment there. And, yeah, well, it's been a strange couple of weeks back in Parliament, really. Nothing's really happened. It's taken the back seat, hasn't it, really?
Has so far, a little bit.
Yeah. Also, on Monday, on the Central Coast, of course, 8 youths were stabbed at a juvenile justice centre, which was locked down after inmates sparked a riot. And there was a full inquiry launched within 24 hours. Of that happening at the Frank Baxter Juvenile Justice Centre, where absolute chaos. Their superintendent, John Groughton, from New South Wales Police, said that the injured detainees have been hospitalised and those that are over the age of 18 are going to be in quite a bit of trouble.
That was scary. That was scary stuff. You know, as the details came out about that through the week, I'm sure you've got a few different times to mention that. But, you know, they were talking about they busted into the shed with the garden tools and there were pickaxes involved. Yeah, scary one, that one.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you have to look at the state of, we have to ask the question, you know, what's the state of the juvenile justice system like? What are these centres like? What aggravated them so much to do this, if anything, and how can we sort of prevent that kind of thing happening in
Absolutely.
The future?
Lots of questions.
Hopefully that's sort of like a, you know, a moment of spark, perhaps, hopefully, for juvenile justice. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
And, of course, Boris Johnson, he's got to be the story of the week, hasn't he, really?
Yep.
He was made the Prime Minister Thursday night, Wednesday night, our time. Donald Trump is absolutely delighted for Boris. You know, he was making the comparisons and all sorts of claims. Of course, overnight, Boris, he has made his initial address to the US, to the UK, rather, House of Commons, and Brexit is number one on the agenda. They want to get out on the 31st, and that's full steam ahead, for Boris and his newly appointed, very highly pro-Brexit cabinet.
Yeah, I saw that as well. He kicked out a bunch of people and basically replaced them with all the Brexiteers, so, may the force be with them.
Yes, 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 indeed. And where should we end on this week? Let's have a look for something to end on. Anything positive?
Anything positive?
How about this one? Experts have urged Sydneysiders, unfortunately, this one's not very positive, to vaccinate their dogs against the disease leptospirosis. Rats have affirmed as the most likely source of the illness that's killed 4 inner-city dogs in the last couple of months. Potts Point Veterinary Hospital has suggested that the Sydney Light Rail Works have had a big impact with the underground pipes, the interruptions to those, sending rats and the contaminated water that they've been drinking to nearby parks. So inner city dog owners, if you're sort of anyone that's living near like construction work in the city, any sort of stagnant puddles on the ground, that kind of thing, stay away just in case the rats have been, you know, having a dip or in a puddle somewhere, and hopefully you should be okay.
Fingers crossed. We were saying this before, though. This isn't the first time the rats had all come up. There was the Oporto up on Broadway that got shut down a few months ago.
Yes. And I did reluctantly mention to you, Tess, that I had eaten there several weeks before that came to light. Yeah, it would have been nice to have known a bit sooner. But
Seem okay.
I'm alive, yeah,
that's,
I think. Yeah.
The best we can do. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Tess.
Nick Barmeter with the Weekly Wrap, taking a look at some of the big stories from the week. There's been a few this week, but Boris Johnson, I think, being officially the man of the week, the man whose face we have not seen disappear from the headlines all week.